Novel Audio presents Neither Wolf Nor Dog, written by Kent Nerburn, read for you by Tim Connor. Preface to the 2017 version, read by the author.
Over the years, Neither Wolf Nor Dog has taken on a life I never anticipated. It has been handed from prisoner to prisoner in some of America's toughest penitentiaries. It has helped Indian and white school children from places as diverse as South Dakota, Seattle, and the high New Mexico desert to begin talking for the first time about their similarities and differences. It has had Maoris in New Zealand passing copies to their white friends and compatriots, saying that this book would help them understand how the Maoris feel about the loss of their native land. And it has had Roman Catholic missionary priests in South America asking me if I would consider writing the same kind of book for the tribes with whom they lived and worked. It has even changed the course of the Missouri River by opening the eyes of an official of the Army Corps of Engineers who, after reading the book, used his authority to modify a damming and diversion project that was under his direction. All of these stories, and hundreds of others, have amazed and heartened me. But of all the stories, one has touched me most deeply. It was told by an Ojibwe man who stopped at my house here in northern Minnesota to look at some old scaffolding I was selling. After discussing people we knew in common on the reservation, I gave him a copy of Neither Wolf Nor Dog. I was a bit embarrassed because the gesture seemed too self-promotional and self-congratulatory, but something told me that it was the right thing to do. A few weeks later, I got a call from the man. His words were fumbling. I could tell that the phone call was difficult for him. "I'm the guy you gave that book to," he said.